This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called Saturday for the evacuation of eastern Donetsk province, the region that has seen the fiercest fighting, as Russia seeks to fully control it. Zelensky made the announcement Saturday during his nightly video address to the nation. He said the more people who leave Donetsk now, the fewer people the Russian army will have time to kill. He added that residents who left would be given compensation. This, according to Reuters news agency, Zelensky promised logistical support as well to persuade people to leave. Hundreds of thousands of people, including children and the elderly, remain in combat zones of the larger Donbas region, which includes Donetsk and Luhansk. It's also the region where Ukrainian prisoners of war died in a missile attack earlier this week. The Red Cross is requesting access to the Ukrainian prison where the missile was launched, at which the missile was launched, where dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war were killed. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has that story.
Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for what they both say was a premeditated attack that was intended to kill the prisoners and destroy evidence, including of possible atrocities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is a state sponsor of terrorism, but Russia claims Ukraine's military used U.S.-supplied precision rocket launchers to target the prison, which is controlled by a Moscow-backed group. Separatist authorities and Russian officials say the attack killed 53 Ukrainian POWs and wounded 75. I'm Mike Hempen.
You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.